Welcome back, everybody, to Zealand, Las Vegas. Tonight, we're joined by Jesse.
Hello.
Chloe.
Hi.
Tass.
Hello.
Doodle.
Yep.
Mitch.
Hello.
And Gabe.
Hello.
Unfortunately, Todd will no longer be playing with us. Matt is away, and Rosie is also they will join us in future sessions. When we last left off, our party had just spent the first night in the zombie apocalypse. We started off just like many other Fridays in the D&D session. It ended very well, but then things got bad. We started hearing noises, I heard a lot of traffic, started hearing some bumps and bangs and screams from underneath. Mitch and Jesse went to investigate and were attacked. Mitch got the first kill, and then things got worse. They saw their neighbors get attacked. They chased him up the stairs. Jesse defended, got the second kill. And everyone just kind of settled in for the night, having searched social media and the news and seeing that it was like that everywhere the news was being reported. So this first morning, they wake up to not necessarily a silent world, but a new world. So when we last went, everybody was kind of taking turns going to sleep and on watch. And Todd volunteered to take the last watch. When you all wake up and kind of congregate back in the living room, you see a note. But you don't see Todd. The note says, "I had to go. I'm sorry. Stay safe." You go up. So one of you goes out and looks on the balcony, and his car is gone. Do with that what you want. But you are all back in. Gathered around the living room, and it is a new morning. Throughout the night, you heard gunfire, you heard screams. Those of you on watch heard running back and forth through the rocks, followed by the now ever-present scream. It's not quiet, but the normal noise of a civilization has gone by. You no longer hear traffic. You no longer hear the things you're used to hear every morning. The background noise has become such a familiar part of your life.
Is everyone awake right now?
Yes. Everybody's awake and they've kind of gathered back in the room.
As the bad ideas might be, we should probably check around for any survivors.
Honestly, I think a better course of action would be to check that apartment across the way from us and see if there's any supplies. Happens to be survivors, that's cool, but I'd rather kind of get these two apartments quote unquote secure.
So, yeah. Night two, you just want to go straight to looting?
Why do you have to be at night?
Day two, morning one, you just want to go straight
Bro,
to looting?
Bro, there are zombies downstairs. Like, the earlier we get ourselves in a good position, the better we are. That's just my thought process. It's not like we're going to get arrested or anything.
People still might not pass it on as zombies since they're already gone.
Yeah, like, we're not even a full 24 hours of this going down.
No, we can only do like this session here, and we're not even affected. And it was elevated.
We saw some new stuff, and we saw some people freaking out, but.
I'd like to jump to. I kind of jump a little ahead of myself, I apologize.
Is power still on?
Yes, yep. Any lights you left on stayed on throughout the night. I know you closed off most of them, but air conditioning is still running. Things that are plugged in are still producing power.
I'm going to pull up the TV, put on YouTube, and go look for one of the live streaming news channels and see if there's any updates.
So most of the channels that you flip through are just running kind of the same loop stuff you saw last night. Well, others have just the emergency broadcast, the colored bars, and just got a scrolling message saying, you know, stay indoors, stay away from populated areas, stay away from people that might be infected.
I mean, that negates our theory that this is the only area.
Right. Well, we know down is not safe. Last night there were some screams, and the thumping has stopped.
Yeah.
you'll remember that there was a runner broke through the sliding glass door downstairs, and we heard a louder thump and softer thump, loud thump, soft thump, just smash, and you heard kind of a shuffle drag away.
Yeah, so we haven't heard anything from downstairs in a while. That doesn't mean it's clear.
Not by any means.
But it means the situation has changed. But we are going to look someplace. Of course, next door is the easiest option, and we should probably knock.
Well, I mean, obviously. Another reason I would like to look next door is I haven't heard anything.
That's true. We haven't heard anything. No screams. We haven't heard any thumps next door. Yeah. Nothing. As far as we know, they could be just like us.
Yeah, they have been stairs here. Down. They don't want to hurt the house in our lives.
The thing was, yeah, it dropped down to the balcony.
Yeah. But that was over there.
Yeah, but we don't know if he.
This is true.
Or not. So I was wondering if I could just look out the balcony and see that guy or not. Yeah. Drop down.
So you go look out. There's no roll necessary, so you're just looking at the ground. Yeah. And you can clearly see. Like, you didn't necessarily take the time to look last night, but you see where he was. Mm-hmm. There, but there is a crime scene worth of blood. And you see kind of like a partial drag path going away. Not like a body was dragged, but something was dragged away towards the parking lot. So you just see not a smear of blood, but blood.
So either he crawled or maybe he turned and he started crawling.
Right. I'll go on the balcony with Jesse. What's the car situation like? Are a bunch of cars missing? Are a bunch of cars there? Are there busted into cars?
So, in your parking lot, you mean?
Yeah. The parking lot right here.
It honestly looks...
Because there's our cars, obviously. Well, who knows? But
well, you see all of your cars. Right. Minus Todd's.
Right. But our neighbor's car, are there less cars than normal because people got in and maybe tried to drive away in the day or the night? Are there cars that are busted into? Is there any wrecks? And also just kind of generally looking out for movement out and around.
Go ahead and give me perception roll plus 20. You know what you're looking for.
46. That's a success.
Right. So you look out and you see, you've probably gone out on your balcony first thing in the morning before I know. Just kind of look around, maybe stretch, hopefully you got dance on. I'm not judging. But you're used to seeing what the normal morning, it's a Saturday morning,
right?
What that usually looks like. There are a lot less cars than you're used to. It looks more like maybe a weekday where everyone kind of tried to go to work.
That actually might be a really good thing. It's less people here.
You don't see any cars smashed in. You do see some of the cars kind of down, the ones that are underneath the carport, the little awnings. You see some smears, some dark smears down the side. Of the closest one underneath the eye. You don't see anything broken in. And you see, across the way, across and over behind and to the left of the pool, you see another person on the balcony with binoculars. And they see you and they wave. And they kind of go like this.
I'm pantomiming back.
Okay. They give you one second. They go like this. He kind of comes back, and they go, 1 minute. And they go back inside and come up with a big whiteboard, and they hold it up, and it has a phone number.
Immediately, I'll pull
it
out.
And it says text.
Yeah. Immediately, pull it out, and type in the number, and text.
Right. So you don't hear anything, because presumably they're smart enough to put their phone on silent and vibrate.
Right, and we all have our phones on silent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll find out if they do.
And do not disturb.
And, real quick, you get a text back. What the fuck is going on? Question mark.
I'll kind of peek my head in the rest of them. Hey guys, this is the most interaction we've had with our neighbors the entire time we was living here.
And all it took was the end of the world.
guy across the way, near the pool, in the grill area. He's on his balcony. We're texting. We're going to try and figure it out. It's daytime. We need to check our cars.
Oh, yeah.
We need definitely. To get everything out of the cars today. But we need to be super quiet. It's really quiet out there right now. A bunch of cars are gone. Things seem quiet.
I'd like to raise the idea of there is a gun store literally a mile away. Kind of use that to survey the neighborhood slash chances are, knowing how gun owners are, he's probably in that store holed up. Maybe we could possibly, maybe he's willing to sell him some things either way, like...
We'll get to that. We'll see what we can do around here.
First things first, we need to assure that we, if we do attempt to venture further beyond this area, we need to make sure that we're going to be well equipped.
And this could still blow over in a week.
We'll
have
a
half of
us, not rocks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll not walk on rocks. I'll give him a quick text. Your guess is as good as mine. Had some close calls last night with the infected question mark.
So you see the little, like, three little dots, and they go away, and they come back, which is always super.
Yeah.
yeah, and you get a response back, and he's like, it was a middle-aged white guy, brownish hair, from what you can see from the distance.
Very generic.
Yeah, exactly. Generic citizen number 7 in the credits.
Last name Smith.
Yeah, first name John. You say, basically says, like, I just woke up partying hard last night, no idea what's going on, woke up to someone screaming, saw somebody running covered in blood. You're the first person I've seen since I was born. And then you get another text like two. First person I've seen, quote in quotes, it says normal, trying to figure out what to do next.
I'll text back, hunker down for now. We're grabbing supplies out of our car. I haven't sent it yet. He saw us. He saw him too, right?
Yeah. Well, did you go back inside when Mitch came out? You peeked outside to look.
Yeah, I peeked out. He said he was going to go to the outside.
So yeah, you're both.
Okay.
Did you stay out there or did you come back in? Are you just staring at the guy, like, texting him?
Nah, I'm essentially standing kind of between, like, passing messages between
okay.
the group and...
It was more of, like, do I say, I am hunkering down or we to, like,
he's only seen two so far.
Right. But still, like, if I say I, he's like,
And you said you had very little contact with your neighbors, so, like, he wouldn't intrinsically know that you have more people over.
Right.
Or that even more people live here.
Exactly. So I'll take some, we're hunkering down. I suggest you do the same. Don't get near any of them if they can be helped.
Text back, will do. Well, there's some text on that. He says, will do, period. Sends it, and then next says, if you can think of anything, send me a text. I'll stand by the phone.
Okay.
Smiley face.
And I'll put a contact, I'll put him as a contact, Survivor Tom.
And we're back. Had to make a quick supplier. So you had just gotten your text back, and you're adding Survivor Tom as a contact.
Yes, Survivor Tom. Okay.
So looking back out, you see that he's gone back inside. You see the door slowly closing, and then the blinds slowly closing.
So Survivor Tom, we're going to build this gun. In case it comes down to loot, and he goes, like, nuck and butts like everybody else, he's got a pair of binoculars, and he says he parties, so he's probably sold out some alcohol there, which makes him decent disinfectants. But that's just the fucked up part of my brain. We should focus on getting this stuff out of our cars. I have bungee cords, I have straps, you've got a knife and some tools, we've got a bigger tire iron, we've got supplies galore that we can easily grab and bring up.
Yes.
So, I don't know if everyone should go. And like, it's either 4 people go and risk more noise, or a few people go and risk more time.
Well, I can tell you there's not a lot in my car, so mine will be a very quick because I've got something useful for if we do decide to like loot, if it does come to that. I've got a bunch of those reusable shopping bags, makes carrying things around easier. I have an, my birth mother was really big into the whole end of the world thing, so for Christmas one year, I got a survival kit that's got like flares, a thermal blanket, and like random things like that.
Perfect. I was just thinking, I would actually really think a flare gun would be badass. But that's just
it's
like,
not a flare gun.
I know, but just the action movie person in me wants to shoot the zombie with that gun.
Make a flare.
Make a flare. Yeah, and then I have a flaming zombie already have it.
Mine definitely is opening up my trunk, grab my bag.
Exactly.
I'll probably grabbing my gloves.
Yeah.
I also have gloves in mine.
They're not the rubber gloves, they're just like,
do we just want to do, because you want to check your car. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I have water and first aid kit.
So, we can always just be like two at a time. That way.
That takes even more time.
That's fair.
Well, I was going to say, if our cars are near each other, two of us go, other two stand on the balcony and unlock their.
Okay.
And there you go.
That's.
Let's just do two then.
Basically, and you all, like most Fridays, your cars are, you're all parked in the same road.
Yeah.
Right there at the corner. I'm usually the oddball that has to go park like halfway down the street. But you all are parked pretty much smack dab right next to each other.
You can change that setting. I do. Okay. So, I mean, I'm willing, but.
Just in case someone has to walk on the rocks, I have an idea to wear pillows on your feet.
Got more surface, more noise.
So we probably should not do the unlocking thing, only because I don't know about you guys' car, but mine makes a noise.
When it unlocks?
Yes. It makes a very loud chirping noise.
Give me your keys. Unless you're coming with.
I know I'm going.
I'm good.
You're coming?
I am.
So.
Do you want to stay up here then?
Stay up here just in case.
So, oh snap, the trunk also makes a noise when you open it up.
Even with the keys?
Even with the keys. Because there's only one way.
Yeah, can you get it to your back seat?
Yes. Well then, so I might as well come since I'm small enough to crawl back there. Very easily.
Does it make a noise if you pop the hood?
No.
Just make a battery. That way when you use the keys to open the car, it won't make a noise. So
that's just more.
Well, except the thing is the only way to pop the trunk. Oh wait, no. It doesn't affect the key fob, does it? Actually, the only way to open my trunk up is to use the key.
You have no way from your trunk? From your backseat?
Oh, yeah, that and pulling the.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
So
Matt pipes up and he says, Gabe, let me hand you the unit. I'll pull over and watch.
He's the best shot out of all of us.
Surprisingly.
So Matt readies himself with the BB gun.
You know that's not going to kill anything, right?
He says, no, but I can shoot out some windows and try to draw his attention away from us. If I see anything, you'll hear a window being
broken. Hey, alright.
Freaky.
So let's load up. You've got
environmental sound effects.
That wasn't a mental sound effect, that was the.
Oh, I know. I said environmental sound effects.
Oh.
Thanks, neighbors.
You want your tire iron back, or are you going to use your lightsaber? Do you want the tire iron then and grab something else?
I've got a bigger tire iron in my car.
Okay, well, until you get to your car, do you want this?
Yes, I'll take the little one.
Okay, then I'll grab the bat.
You still have all the armor that's in your house.
Yeah, but swords are a bit unwieldy to swing in a close quarters.
Also, I'm not trained with them.
And
well, I can do that. I was using to just grab something up here.
Cast iron skillet.
The skillet or something.
Matt begrudgingly gives up his cast iron skillet.
One weapon at a time.
Right. You can only carry about one thing at a time. Alright, so the three of us will go down.
Alright.
So,
I'll stand outside also with Matt.
Okay. So Matt's out, basically, he's not like sweeping because it's not a sniper rifle. He's just kind of. You're both kind of like kneeling, so you're not like fully exposed on the porch. Just kind of sweeping.
Again, the porch wall comes up to your waist.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like they're not standing full up. They're punched on a little bit. So go ahead and give me perception +20.
I'd say we wouldn't leave until they gave us a Thumbs up.
So perception plus one.
All right. So you have about 3 years. Perception plus one.
Ooh.
All right. Let me roll.
I see nothing.
I got too distracted by that bird.
So Matt, he looks around. Give a thumbs up. You don't see anything on Matt. So Matt passed, but he didn't see anything. So it's not a false sense of security. He's like, you guys are good. There's a horde right around the corner.
I think it's funnier if we don't know.
Yeah, that would actually, you shouldn't tell us whether or not he passes or fails.
Well, it's only because I'm playing as a player character.
Mm-hmm.
If Matt was here, he would know when he passes.
Okay, fair point.
It'd be metagame knowledge, but then I would give a description based on his role. That's the only reason I'm saying that he passed.
Okay.
Well, let's rock.
Plus, I don't want to murder you all in like the third episode.
Why not?
Because then I have to start over.
And then our channel becomes a Shadowrun channel. Alright, let's go.
Alright, so the three of you trying to go loud or soft?
Obviously quiet. Soft.
Quiet.
Roll this and stuff.
I'm also going to send my old enemy with my car keys. I can just.
Oh, sweet! That's 29.
Nice.
You still have, since it's a new session, you all have all your sigils back as well.
Is that a
7? Oof, I really don't pass.
You can use a sigil.
Yeah.
I succeed.
You can always burn a sigil.
Two succeeds.
And you get them?
Yeah.
You gotta burn a sigil to reroll?
Burn a sigil to reroll.
Okay.
I rolled a 19.
Nice.
That's even higher.
What's your roll?
79.
Oh no.
Okay, so
she rolls one lower than your last roll.
So you two go up first. And you're partway down the steps. And
those steps are noisy if you don't
know
them, right?
So you two know this because you live here. Like, they're the types of stairs, they're cement stairs, the type of stairs where if you go step up right, they like dom, dom, echo as you go down. You not being familiar with the apartment, you hit the sweet spot on a stair, and because it's over a hallway, it goes dong, and it kind of reverberates, and you all stop and look back. What do you do?
I'm going to do a perception after that.
Yeah.
Like, just to see if I, like, hear
so,
maybe a rock.
So without having to roll, you don't hear, like, you hear that,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of, everyone inside hears it as well. Now, it's more muffled because the door's closed. Everybody kind of like collectively holds their breath, and about 10 seconds pass, and you don't hear anything from it. Okay.
Just so you know, I can very clearly hear everything through this door and through this wall.
Oh, yeah, no, those stairs are loud.
Right, so you know
I
exactly.
I can also hear you talking at the bottom of the stairs. I can hear like everything.
So you know exactly what's happening, and you're like, Lexi found the sweet spot on this. She was third out the door.
I'll go down. I'll step out, give a quick peek. Give a good look around, and then I will follow the sidewalk to that, like, handicap ramp.
Yeah.
My first instinct was to call it something horrible. Go down onto the asphalt.
Okay, as you make it closer to the cars, three, these are all. You're not like strung super far out, but I imagine you're not all clumped together either.
Right.
So you're taking point,
yep.
You're following up, and you're third.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So give me perception. So plus 30, plus 20, plus 10. So Mitch plus 30, Taz plus 20.
I'm rolling real good tonight. 25.
Hey. I'm going to burn a sigil and reroll.
19. 16. That's two passes. You get a plus 20, and you still fail?
I rolled like a 78 the first time, so.
Oof.
Perception.
These
dice
are in jail.
Pass. 48.
Beautiful.
And Doodle, you pass as well?
Yeah.
Awesome. Alright, so you see it.
I'm paranoid.
First. Like, Mitch, you're scanning the parking lot, and you kind of do one of those, like, stop with your hand motions, and you point out, I don't know why, you all are, like, special forces trained. You basically, you're pointing out, and now the two of you look over there, you see it just a second by he does, and you just a little bit slower, but you see it anyways. It's a car, one of your neighbor's cars, you recognize it, and it has backed up onto the grass, like the back, just looking like he's backing out of the spot, and back up onto the curb, almost up, not necessarily into the fence of the pool, but very close to it. And you see something splattered on the inside of the car. And you see something moving behind the dark splatter.
But it's pinned.
The car is stopped. It's not moving anymore. It's just, you can tell it backed up on the lawn.
Are the doors open?
The doors are closed, the windows are closed.
And it's just something in the car.
Yes. And it's not right outside. It's basically across the road and down, kind of opposite that car port. So when y'all are doing hand gestures just for the people watching at home, they're not allowed to explain what their gestures mean. They're not allowed to like go beyond saying a one word sentence. They can't explain their actions to the other people. They just have to take it for whatever they choose to take that. Just to add a layer of realism. Which makes it really fun.
So, I'm going first to my car. Okay. Take the keys out. Slide it into the lock. Okay. And lift up my SUV back lid. And I lift up the back panel. And I grab everything. So,
yes, you know what's in your car, and we can go over old road loop when you get back in your car.
Yeah. I'll write it down. I walk back to you, so all as quiet as I can be. I'll walk back to you and like tap your shoulder.
I was hoping you would do that, actually. All right, so I.
So what? While he's doing that, what are you doing?
I'm just watching.
I am staying thus.
I'm kind of like.
I can.
I'm kind of like peeked around the corner, just kind of like sweeping to make sure.
So you see the car, and it's not, there's not like a frantic movement. It's a very...
Right. But I'm definitely kind of like continuously like...
Like you can't see what's there because the driver's window and the windshield that is actually facing your angle is covered in something on the inside.
And I'm assuming it's blood because I always assume the worst.
Probably not. And you see a movement behind it that's very slow.
Right. But I mean, so that's really all I'm doing, and I'm just gonna. So now he's tapped me.
Yes.
And all right. I'm gonna stand next to her and crouch down.
So I'm very
slow. And then I'll like gesture.
So I'll very slowly go to my car. Since I can, like, pop my key in the keyhole, but it makes a loud sound when it opens the trunk, I'm gonna very quietly open my back door.
Okay.
I'm gonna very slowly close it behind me.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna pop the back seats and crawl into it, gather all my recycled plastic bag. Well, gather my loot, because you said we'll go over it afterwards.
Yeah.
And then I'm not going to bother putting the back seats back up, but I'm going to very slowly open my door. Then I'm going to close it. I'm not going to bother locking it, because, again, that's going to make a sound. And then I'm going to sneak back.
Okay. Over to my car and it's going to be a little dicey because my car is older, so it makes lots of clunk noises when I open it and unlock it,
ignore me.
I'll let Tess vape.
I need my nicotine. Okay,
it's okay. So I'll unlock the front door, and because I have to risk it, otherwise I won't be able to get into any of the other parts, I will unlock the car.
Alright. So, as you open your door, it does betray its age, and there's a loud, where it kind of catches on the hinge in all the doors, like a pop noise.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a mostly open courtyard, a mostly open parking lot. There's like that loud metal on metal, like, pop! And immediately, you look over at the car, and the motion stops for a second. And then you see a hand kind of clearing through the blood on the window. Just boom. Boom. And then you see a head, a female, a woman's head, hitting the window. You can't hear anything, but it's like biting at the glass and slapping on the glass, but it's very slow. You don't hear any scream. It's just thump. Thump.
Going. So, you know that red bag I keep in my car? I just put everything into the red bag and I hand the bag to you. I point to her.
Your car is open.
Yeah, my car's open.
And then I'm going to go over to her, over to Doodle, and wait with her.
Okay. I'm going upstairs.
So you've got my stuff and your stuff.
Yes.
So are you trying to go back slow or fast?
Obviously slow.
So roll me another stealth check, but since you know the path, give me plus 30.
I got all zeros.
That's 10.
Okay, sorry.
Pass. So you slowly, methodically, knowing where to step, knowing to avoid the stairs, you're not kicking your rocks, you make your way back up to the apartment, you come inside?
Yeah.
Alright, so while they're doing this, while everyone's doing this, what are the rest of you
do? Well, I was being out there, I was trying to take a look out, see, go up to my car, and I was just unlocking my first two parts, so we when I unlock it.
So will you try to get their attention and point at your car or anything like that?
Yeah.
So, you see, you know, looking around while you're doing things, you see Jesse, like, holding up the keys to his car, like, indicating, you know, kind of my car.
You just unlock it.
You hear the loud, like, thunk, like, pop of the metal door opening, and you see Matt tense up next to you. He's not pointing at anything, just from the noise. You see him kind of looking around, still holding the BB gun, and he pumped it. Before he came up, so it's ready to go. It's, you know, got a BB in the chamber, 105. What do you want to do? Like, you just heard that, like, kunk, and you see everyone kind of down there.
It's okay. Just keep a look out, stay focused. Just try to keep them safe.
Alright. So, gate by the window? You wait?
I'll just be watching the window, make sure the other door doesn't move.
Oh, by the other side?
Probably just wait.
Just what?
Just wait.
So you make your way back up, and you're down there still
with her.
And you see Jesse, like,
yeah.
You understand, once you go to his car, she's already made it back. You still haven't heard anything other than, it's not like a rhythmic thud. It's
right.
Like keeping beat or anything, but it's like, boom. And it's not loud, right?
Right.
It's just dumb.
It's just like, oh, hey, there was something maybe tasty that way. But, like, it's not actively trying to break out yet.
Well, roll me insight.
Intuition.
Yes.
This isn't easy.
Insight plus
intuition.
Intuition plus that. So you're not sure why it's not acting the way you've seen that.
Right. I'm just going to assume it's because we're not loud enough to get its full attention yet. So your car's open.
Get all my stuff, wrap it up in one of my tarps. Get it out of the car. Gently close the door, just not worrying about whether or not it's latched or anything, but just closing it.
It does not pop when you plug it, but worth its kink out on the way.
I'll just point to you, point to the stairs, and then I start walking towards your car. And you pop the truck, right?
Yeah, I'm just doing it.
That's, I'll lift it up, and everything's in a bag, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so essentially, am I able to explain, like, what this is in there, or
yes. So basically, if you would have conveyed that before he went down, but you can also say, you probably say, hey, grab this, but explain what you can see when you watch.
Right. I open up your trunk. What do I see?
And you start to see the black gray tool bag.
Right.
You see my gray ratchet set.
Right.
And Everything's in the bag, but there's also that match. That's it.
Alright, I'll grab the bag, put it on the ratchet set, grab the set. I'll leave your trunk open.
take from that what you will.
I'll lower it down a little bit. Let's go back upstairs.
Because nice. My card doesn't. You actually have to like, slam it down.
So, same with her. It was stealth plus 20?
30.
Sorry, stealth plus 30. Because you know where to go.
Three.
Nice.
So you start. You start.
I failed one roll so far.
So, you start to make your way back, and you're about halfway between the parking lot and the stairs, and you hear bang from behind you from the car. Just one solid car form on.
I'm bolting.
And you're already upstairs.
I am? I didn't have to roll to go up the stairs.
You made it. Take it.
Okay.
Just, why do you have to be like that kid that tells the teacher, what about our homework?
It's okay. The plot, yeah, you carried you up the stairs.
Yeah.
So like I said, you're about halfway here. Bang, and then you hear the telltale scream coming from over, basically across the lawn from it. Kind of to the left of Survivor Tom's house.
Yeah. Two stairs at a time.
Roll. Give me athletics to see how fast you can.
I'd like to think you literally made that face, too, as you ran up.
I will burn a sigil.
I'm just going to be like that.
That wasn't a party member. It doesn't count. Was he going to
I'm saying Matt's, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
That's a success.
Okay.
15.
So. So you're up on the balcony. You see.
Yes, please tell me what made this. Ah!
You mentioned being very. You're like, close it slowly. He's like, good to go. Everything's fine. Makes halfway back. And just, you can kind of see the back end of the car from your angle. You don't necessarily. You don't see the blood and everything. You just see. A car parked on the lawn, which is weird. It comes from that general area, and you hear that. And both you and Matt immediately see a figure tearing ass towards from over the other side of the car towards the noise.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt takes aim.
I'll tell him to shoot another car further away, not at the zombie.
He does, and this is like max pumps. So he takes aim, wow, and you hear of a car, three cars down from the noise. And you see the zombie like hook towards the noise real quick, and you hear dum, 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 of Mitch pounding his way up the stairs. And he comes in the door, boom, behind him,
close, lock,
lock, lock. You two are still in the balcony. The zombie is curved out of sight.
When you talk. Get down, just like, I'll just
yeah, walk
back like everyone in.
As soon as I would go, just get in.
Just so you come back inside.
Come on.
Matt's like, will you grab him? He does like, yeah.
I got
the
shot.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So he's down to four BBs. Make sure you mark that down on your ammo.
Slowly close the.
So you close one eye and close one. So let's go over your loot and make sure you're keeping track. You should have individual loot, and it would be a good suggestion to have party loot as like a scribe to keep track of your general supplies.
I've got the notebook ready.
Alright.
Text the guy in the room over.
Okay. I'll shoot him a quick text. Everything's fine. Don't peek. Don't make a noise. So.
Hello. 20 seconds later, you see like a thumbs up emoji.
Get it. takes him back the it's the closed like crying face like and that's it. I'll put the phone away. Alright. So I've got Survivor Tom written down. What all so ratchet set?
Yeah.
Do you know like, the specific number of ratchets in case it's important for something down the line?
It's your generic, like...
Okay. It's not the little set. It's like the big set, you know, for like chain tires. Ratchet set times two.
Because I also have a ratchet set. Okay.
You're still alive.
Okay.
I definitely got my knife in my hand.
Right. Big ass knife.
Bow knife.
And he's like straight up Rambo. It's like a straight up Rambo knife.
It might actually be the knife that Crocodile Dundee pulled out when he's like,
"That's annoying."
Yeah,
he's annoying.
I swear, I think I just saw that movie and I said, "Went to the Amazon." Like,
it's a great movie. Silence.
So big ass knife, ratchet set,
just a couple of random tools in the bag. It's just like wire.
General tool bag.
My gloves are in there with some grips, so I won't be putting those on. So I just have better grip.
I'm just writing down everything right now, and we can divvy it out, and I'll remove it from the list.
Yeah.
That's everything from your thing?
Yes,
I okay. My car had a small-ass tire iron, probably smaller than yours. Small tire iron, three crank straps with the hooks.
Oh.
Some rags, permanent markers, a car jack, the bag I put everything in. And I have a bell in my car, like a ring-a-ring-a-ring bell. Yeah. It's currently stuffed with cotton. So nice. Nothing's ringing in it. But if for ever anything reason, now we've got a ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Nice. Okay.
So I've got like
for D&D.
20 reusable bags. And then you already put the ratchet set. And then I also have I'll just call it my doomsday kit because that's what she called it. It's a hard plastic case. Inside is a heavy-duty flashlight.
Like the mag lights?
Yeah. Nice. Like a mag light. Thermal blanket. There's a multi-head screwdriver. There's a flare. And then there's
Do you mean like medical supplies, like basic first aid kit?
Yeah, there is a basic first aid kit.
And I have the bungee cords.
Yep, you have bungee cords. So there's basic first aid.
There is a very basic first aid kit.
Right. Yeah, like it's got something antiseptic, a couple gauze bandages.
No, I'm not going to put the last thing because it's not going to be relevant. There's a random roll of toilet paper in it.
Hey, this is a zombie apocalypse. You
toilet
never know.
Important.
That could be a good trade commodity and shit goes sideways.
Literally.
Yeah.
And then, I've got a car jack in there as well. That goes with the tire iron.
Yeah. I'm assuming you have a car jack as well?
I do not.
Okay, so just times two car jacks.
And then I got my leather gloves, but I just put that in my inventory because that's funny.
What did I grab out of you?
We have two tarps. Two nice big...
Like the blue tarps?
Yeah, like the blue tarps. One's brown, one's blue. They're just nice, useful things. A quart of water. Big ass tire iron that's like this big and it's in a T formation.
Okay.
Yep. Oh.
It's got the screwdriver end and then the socket end.
Yeah. It's one of those big bad boys. A small first aid kit from AAA.
Smart times two for our first aid kits.
Then a big flashlight, but not a heavy duty one, just lightweight but big bright flashlight. Another one of those multi-head screwdrivers.
So everybody's back in. You got your loot. Mm-hmm. So you're back from the porch. Chloe, you gave them. They're back in. Is there anything you wanted to do or suggest?
I like the idea of hunkering down here still until we know that this isn't or is blowing over or whatever.
Right.
If we need extra supplies, I do know my mom's house. She bought a fuck ton of survivor meals.
That is also MREs. A good distance away.
It's about 15-20 minutes drive.
I'm saying like in future reference.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is there anything out of our haul that anyone wants to take personally right now? Like your gloves? Do you want those right now?
Yeah. I don't have those on.
I want to take one of the multi-head screwdrivers. It's a good thing if...
You're just going to keep it in your pocket?
Okay.
Like, if we're not going anywhere, there's no need to carry more than what we need.
Okay. Never mind.
I'll take my knife. Big ass knife.
And that has a belt loop strap.
Yeah.
Right. And so you, if you want to, you can strap it on so it's not something you have to hold. Like, I know when I have to have my machete strapped to my
So
you can attach it if you want.
Yeah. Are you using your big ass tire iron now?
Yes, I'm going to be using my big ass tire iron.
Right. You cannot strap that to your belt.
I'm not going to strap it. Because you're wearing yoga pants. I'm not wearing yoga pants. And when we first started playing, I was not wearing yoga pants either.
True.
I was wearing belt looped pants. I just did not have a belt. Regardless, I wasn't going to strap a tire iron to me.
Interesting to watch you do that. But.
Okay. Everything else, we have a full-on emergency kit with your maglite gloves, flares, all that kind of stuff. We have two first aid kits, very basic. We've got the tarps, two car jacks, two full ratchet sets. So that'll just be set aside for now. I say after that, take an hour. Everyone be quiet. In an hour, we'll peek out. There's still activity. Wait another hour. Keep this up until we don't see any movement, we don't see anything like that. And then we play Who's Our Neighbor.
Okay.
Sound good to everybody?
Yeah. In the meantime, I'm going to go to my room. I've got like a military style backpack with a drawstring top. I'm going to have it out for us to put all the stuff in.
Yep. I'm going to go grab my the black steel K-bar knives that the Marines use and go and loop that into a belt.
I guess I've loved you about some stabs.
They do. It really does, though. It actually has that.
It removes the suction, so when you pull it out, it's called literally called the blender. So when you pull it out, it doesn't stab. And the ratchets are so you can stab, and you can go like this and ratchet your waist.
What weapon did you have?
The little tire iron.
I got the knife. I
don't want to use the tire iron plus two.
I just don't want to use the knife.
I might get a little crappy right now.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Those bungee cords. Just, I don't.
You could ask before you do it. You're just like, yoink my bitch.
I would see him like grab it, just, what are you doing?
Okay. So, I want to fashion a temporary sim shot out the balcony so we don't keep pumping and wasting bees. Maybe grab a handful of rocks, bungee the balcony, and shoot a rock to make noise further away.
Okay.
I know it's just the cord. I will try to. That's why I want to fashion like maybe a pad, like hosting shots.
Yeah. That's why I was trying to like. I mean, I have some rags. They're the thick. They're like cut up T-shirt kind of rags. Like
yeah.
Some real thick stuff.
But just enough, like maybe like you have all these bags, obviously, you can see them right there.
And just, I want to see one of you use a sigil to like bullseye a zombie with a D20.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
just the temporary one, just have it out here just in case we want
okay,
too much.
Go ahead and take one of the cords.
So, give me broadcast plus 30. It's a simple enough instruction. This is just to see how long it'll take to make it and how many shots it'll last.
Six.
So, pass with a six. All right, it doesn't take you very long. You just kind of hook it to a couple things out there with two ends. You fold the cloth over on itself.
Hey, Gorilla glue the cloth?
Yeah.
We do have Gorilla glue.
Poke a couple holes in it so you have a makeshift slung shot. Give it a couple pullbacks.
Yeah.
It's not a very loud, it's just like,
yeah. It's just something I can shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. So you now have a makeshift slingshot off the back porch.
Hell yeah.
Like a porch ballista.
Since
I like more of the diabolt.
The diabolt.
Since I can't think of anything else right now to use. I'm going to grab, you'll watch me go back to the room, and I come back out with my master sword.
Nice.
And it's sheath. The sheath is wood, like solid wood.
Ooh, nice.
I'll grab another one of those bungee cords and bungee cord the sheath to the hilt, so it will stay on a little easier, but that'll bludgeon for a bit until, no, fuck that, that's way too heavy. I'll grab one of the training kendo blades.
Okay.
Don't have to worry about a hilt flying off. It's bludgeoning, wrapped in tape. That's my grab.
So you said are you just gonna have it near you, or are you actually gonna try to like?
Well, I'll just hold on to it for now.
Okay.
Like
I mean, long.
Yeah, there's one that's like this long.
So the thing is, like, you have a bunch of stuff around your house. Like, you have belts, you have, I'm sure there's rope somewhere in this house. I won't ask why. I'm sure there's rope somewhere in the house. Like, if you wanted to make some sort of, like, shoulder sling, literally, your imagination is the limit.
I have the bandolier that has a sheath on it. So, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, like,
I'll feel, like, even in this situation, I still feel a little, like, scary walking out with my, like, shoulder pauldron, like, bandolier with a sheath.
Because me walking out with a lightsaber and walking around, is it?
Yeah. Sorry.
So, just for quick explanation.
Do you want me to use it as a club, so a medium weapon? And then the knife being
kind of
a light weapon?
Kind of like how your lightsaber is kind of like a quarter.
Yeah.
So, just for quick explanation, basically they can use anything in their armor currently, or in their cars currently, as their gear. So, if he had a set of chainmail, he could wear it and get armor on his torso. Same thing with, like, rollerblade padding, football padding, anything they have, they can actually use in-game. And they'll, between episodes, they show me the items they actually do have.
You know what would make an interesting improvised weapon? Leash.
Be a whip, or a garrote, or even like put a rock on the end of it.
Or you can what? What's a garrote?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Piano wire.
Yeah. It'd be a really shitty garrote, but you could strangle a zombie out of it.
Yeah. Not though. I mean, we don't know if that would actually be effective, but I can't
imagine. Hey, if their flesh is rotted away,
I don't
want to cut their head off.
I don't want to be close enough to find out.
I'll give you whoever wants to go test it out for size. I'll give you.
No, thank you.
Do not tempt me.
Where is that? What happened to that corpse that was downstairs?
Did we step over Miss Molly?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So, yes. Apologies. She was still there. Now, for narrative purpose, would one of you have drug her out of the way?
That's going to make a lot of maybe under the stairs.
Well, just saying, just out of the way, so you're not having to, like, leap to her or something.
Can we just say, I'll drag her out under the stairs, and I'll pat her down.
Okay.
Is she in just, like, normal clothes, or did I get chased by a chicken and a teddy?
She's pretty much wearing, like, her nightgown, because it was nighttime in Utah. She's just wearing a nightgown.
Okay, well, I'm not going to thoroughly search anything there, so...
No one's judging.
I'm judging me.
And you see, still, you know.
I don't care about zombie titties.
No. Different demographic. We're not.
We're like, you still see. I don't care what I still
we're
see.
We're not broadcasting.
Demonetized.
No, you still see the downstairs neighbor kid, like, through the glass. Like, he's still there. Still dead. Still dead, that, like, that square.
If I'm the only one around, because again, we talked about this, my mind's a fucked up place. As I looked at him, hang around for a while. Go back upstairs.
And all three of you, as you were making a break for it, roll me, I'll say it wrong probably all night, the insight.
You did.
Intuition.
You know what he meant.
I am definitely.
Nope.
So this is just to remember something that you saw when you were running back up the stairs.
Nope.
Okay.
Never mind.
I saw nothing.
Nope.
Running.
Fear paralyzes me in the brain.
I saw her up in the bathroom.
You would have seen.
It's one of those, like, is it player knowledge or me knowledge? Because, like, would I have seen that balcony window busted?
That was the incentive.
But I mean, you bringing up the role is what made me, like, what could we have seen? So, I did fail. So, if you're like, no, I don't recall.
All right, so, actually.
It's your turn. I'm willing to be like, I didn't see.
So, same role you made, plus 20.
What?
Would you,
I still fail.
So, doodle, test. Would you have passed with a plus 20?
Oh, hell no.
I would have by one.
Okay, perfect.
What's your intuition?
47.
Oh.
So, because you all heard the smash, that you were all awake, I forgot that happened before you went to bed. So, on the way back, like, these two are just, they're booking it for the stairs because they know where to step. You're just, like, general awareness, I'm running. You see the balcony downstairs smash outwards, or sorry, smash inwards. like, you see blood, and this is just, like, quick flash, like, you see blood, and you see also, like, a smear of blood over, because there's, like, a railing, right?
Yeah.
You see a smear of blood over it, and it kind of trails off the other, like, that way. Mm. So you would have quick noticed it, but it was one of those, like, yep, some shit happened. Make another steps.
Okay.
Or no, you weren't running. You were sneaking.
I was sneaking.
Yeah. You were still, it's like, you see it like, oh, ugh. But now it kind of clicks in your head. You can share the knowledge if you want, or you can do it. Because everybody was in here when it happened.
Yeah.
You just saw a positive visual confirmation of what happened.
So, the, my way back upstairs, I saw that the glass door downstairs was busted.
Okay. That's sort of what we heard, so that checks out. Okay. Well.
Not too sure.
Are we gonna wait? Is our hour passed?
Yeah.
All this.
I mean, you. So in that hour, like, you kind of got yourself. You got your sword going.
Straight.
Right. So you made the bungee cord and you put the belt on. Is there anything the rest of you wanted to do while you passed that out? You're all kind of just skulking around the house being quiet. Is there anything you wanted to do to gear yourself up, take care of things?
Like, grab that bag and put all the loot that we had into that bag.
Okay, so that's the party bag.
Well, I don't know if all that would fit in one bag.
It's a pretty big bag.
That's a lot of shit. Two full ratchet sets, emergency kits, first aid kits.
My ratchet set is like this.
Yeah.
Okay, my ratchet set.
If we want to make a quick bug out bag, we can throw the emergency kit, the quart of water, the smaller flashlight, your tiny tire iron.
I mean, it's a big bag.
Right, like, we'll later, between things, like, we'll build a quick bug out bag for everything that'll go in there. So that's just what's in there. So once we have a pack, like, I can grab index cards and, like, this is this bag.
Perfect.
You have this bag. I have this bag. Just so it's easier so we're not, like, a million micromanage things.
That's fair. Okay,
I was
going to
say,
fine.
Like, yeah, the two separate bags, one for, like, shorter trips.
Yeah.
And one for major trips.
Yeah, and, like, eventually we'll get, like, bug out bags, which are, we're leaving now. This has the essential
bags.
Stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gabe, is there anything you want to do while they're passing out or just kind of...
I'll grab my metal bat that I have in the room.
Right.
I don't really have any, like...
So Matt, and while you're in, after Matt comes back inside, he goes to hand you the BB gun, like, do you want this back, or do you want me to just keep using it, or
you can keep it?
He's like, four BBs, make them count.
You got your, giant statue.
One time use.
One time use.
So you have your back.
Don't give it to me or him. We'll drop it.
Is there any other gear that you can think of you'd want to grab? So, things, you know, general survival situation, you probably want, like, a backpack to carry things in, you know, in underwear, stuff like that. Again, shit goes sideways. And this is just general purpose. Y'all can...
I do have...
Really use your imagination.
My smaller work bag that I take to work, like, MPL, uses a quick... scouting bag. I have another satchel bag and a full backpack as well. Yeah.
Quick side note, I will give somebody, how about you, since you seem to be the only one without a real weapon.
A knife!
Yeah. I'm gonna give you the broken training sword. It's about that long. So it's way easier to swing.
Longer than my knife!
It is longer than your knife, and it'll be easier to swing. Take your knife at the end of that.
A little bit.
It's more range and bludgeoning.
Yeah. No, I'm good
with that. You are the alien going, no, stop. You did the best you could.
I didn't.
No problem.
It doesn't. Yeah. Guessing we're sort of paused.
Okay, so the hour passes. And... go ahead. Sorry, I forgot that. What did you want to do?
I don't know if I would want to put it on, but I would always have it, like, in the living room. I have a leather bodice thing. I don't know. It's not a corset. It goes over my shoulders, covers all my back, goes down.
I mean,
but it's like real leather.
Okay.
It's leather armor.
Hey, honestly, it's
fantasy. No, it actually is leather,
yeah.
But
yeah,
it better be for how expensive that thing was.
And that would be considered a light armor. Like in all reality, that would be considered light armor.
Yeah.
As long as it's fantasy armor though, so as long as they don't attack any vital region up here.
It like, covers to here.
It's tier three armor, so you're.
I have the sunburn still. I swear it covers in that. Either way. I'll have that laying around just in case I need to.
Yeah, for the purpose of the videos, you're going to need to wear that every episode.
Okay.
Cosplay is totally cool with me. You guys want to just like not shower for a month and let your beards grow? Totally in character.
So
I love it.
Next time, if any of us lose a like eye or limb or something,
I'm expecting eye patch.
I gotta get an eye patch. Like,
yes, for sure. That actually sounds pretty fun.
If one of us gets set on fire, I expect to see you partially shaved.
See, I lose my right or left eye.
You guys could just partially shave and I can make it happen in the story.
There.
Right, so the
it's
hour
good
passes.
For morale.
The hour passes.
I'll go out and take a peek.
Right, so you slowly go out to the balcony. Matt is going to creep along.
Before I take a quick peek, I'll text Survivor Tom. You good? Question mark.
He said, again, pretty quick. He's like, after the beep and the screaming and the glass breaking, that thing peeked out my bedroom window. It's sent, and you see a picture. And she sends a picture of the thing, the infected zombie. Sends like a short, I guess it's more like a video. I'm seeing it again, but nobody actually sends it. So it's just a video of it, like running up to the car and looking around, and you see it. Like, you see it sniffing around, and it just takes off back in the direction it came from. Like, more towards his apartment, but like to the side.
That's fucking unsettling.
Yeah. He's like, don't know what the hell's going on.
You can smell it. I will.
I can smell you.
I will share the video to our group chat with the. So much with the tagline, it can smell you. and then I'll take my peek.
Alright, so you peek outside, go ahead and be perception plus 20.
That is a 4.
Right.
Oh, bad fucking task.
Success. So you look.
I'm taking
just...
bowl is good for actual D&D.
Like, you're not just looking, you're also listening. You know?
Yeah.
Because it, like, you know.
I do roll about this though.
Like, you know, screams equals badness.
Right.
Generally, that's a general good rule. Screaming equals badness.
Right.
You don't hear anything close by. Like, you still hear the occasional, like, pop, pop, pop of gunfire. And you hear, like, you hear some sirens in the distance. You hear some, like, police sirens or something like that. This is kind of the same noises you've been hearing. General background noise, kind of. You don't hear sounds like this one.
Okay.
I mean, the gunfire you've been hearing, and it kind of sounds like the 4th of July, or maybe like the 3rd of July. When
okay.
People are randomly setting off fireworks.
Yeah, but I don't see Screamer.
No. You don't see or hear. No.
From where I am, do I still see Car Girl?
So from that angle, you only see the back of the car. Okay. But there hasn't been another car since.
Right. I don't see any busted windows or anything.
Not from your angle. Basically, it looks the same as when you look out this morning. Like,
okay.
Nothing's really
changed. I'll pat Matt on the shoulder, just keep an eye out. I'll go back in.
So Matt says, does anyone here have any walkie talkies?
Get some hands, maybe a really long string.
Just a little bit more. Are you really going to make cut phones?
I have no idea.
If we do, it's a quick way to talk without really going, yes, see anything?
I'm picturing just down the line, and we all have one, and it's just this like net of string between us.
Just like a beautiful mind's land of yarn. Hey, guys, you're there. It's like going across the moon. So Matt just kind of shrugs and he says, if you're going to go outside, I'll keep a lookout. I can shoot out another window if I need to.
I'll go inside. He's ready to go see a good neighbor.
I'm going to go to Matt. And if it's fire, I recommend using a slingshot. You know what I mean? This is the gun.
So he leans the BB gun up in the corner. He actually comes back inside and he grabs his dice from BB. And he's kind of like,
it's okay, he stole most of them from us.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He kind of, you see him kind of sort through them in his palm and he's setting aside like the looser one or the lighter ones. And he like, picks up the heavy ones and he kind of pinches it and calls, gives a couple pulls back.
Can I retcon or like double back for a second? Something that would be very useful that I just remembered. I'm going to pull out my dash cam and the cable for it out of the car.
Okay.
So I've got that.
Okay.
All right, cool. Just.
That's out there.
You said you wanted to test something?
I do. I need that though.
What's up?
Well, if it's warm enough, we can get off the top of the stairs.
Are we going to test this out?
Yes.
Okay.
You want me to make a side video for the recording?
I'm completely okay with real life for science, so.
You want me to record it for the video and I'll send it to you?
Yeah.
Because he's going outside.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We'll just, like, he's going to give us an affirmative. He has a doggy gate, essentially. And he's going to see if it's wide enough to block off the top of the staircase. So, and that's one of the best things about this game, is literally anything that you can think of in real life, because it's set right now. They can do. So,
is it
MacGyver?
I don't know. You're like,
if the neighbor comes out, that would be thoroughly confused.
Feel like it's for your kids.
But anything they can think of, in reality, they can actually do. So, it kind of adds an extra fun layer to try to think outside the box to ensure they're
strong. If we put, like, padding between one of the ends?
Yes.
Okay. So,
without going extra steps, the dodge gate will not keep outside. It's not a zombie gate yet.
I just think it's funny how a zombie downstairs almost busts through the door in reverse.
If anything, it just makes a shit ton of noise.
Yeah. I just think it's a little funny.
But it's good. Thinking outside the box, just like in a real life survival situation, could really be the difference between life and death. So, for science, the dog gate does not work. You have your dash cam and the cable. Matt is outside on Overwatch when anyone is going out. What do you want to do for
that? I'm going to, we have an extra extension or power surge thing. I'm going to get that with the dash cam and I'm going to rig it up to where it's kind of like recording outside on the balcony.
Okay. Are you going to hook that up to the TV? Does that have HDMI or what are you hooking it up to?
Yeah, I've got it right here. No, I'm just hooking it up to keep it plugged in.
Oh, charging it. Okay, I thought you were going to hook it up as like a
security. No, it doesn't have anything for that.
It's this Happy Meal, okay?
Literally anything Mika.
Just in case you do one that I didn't record it, so.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
So I sent it to you.
Record the failure.
Yeah, well, it's not a total failure. We know that it can be done with some setup.
Go and knock him. If someone wants to tag along this time.
Oh, I am with you 100%, my dude.
I'll be.
Because I know it, I don't want it to seem like, you know, just, I'll do this and I'll do that. But, like, I will literally go nuts if I just sit here during all this.
Also, we don't want to crowd it too much just in case shit goes bad.
So, I'll just sit at the top of the stairway so I can just watch out.
We're going there.
That's well, still, while you guys, if you guys decide to go in.
Okay.
Got a tear iron.
You arm yourselves up.
I will test the door first. Just pull the handle.
Okay. It opens. Well, it doesn't. Like, you tell
right.
It,
it's unlocked.
It is unlocked. Yes.
I don't know if that's a good sign or not. God, they have more kids.
Go ahead and give me a perception check plus 20.
Oh, yay.
You're so kids? Who all is outside?
If you can't handle this, go back in.
The three of us.
Okay, so plus 20, plus 10, plus 10.
I'd be looking out the open sign window like this.
How?
It's statistically, I have rolled more under 10 than there are numbers from 1 to 10.
I have
that's a
9.
Failed.
Okay.
35 plus 10, 45. No, I don't.
Okay, so you two don't hear or see anything. You.
And, like, I'm. It was the nice, slow, just turn
right,
of the handle.
Right, I'm saying, like, you know that it's unlocked, so you put your ear to the door. Nothing from inside there. There's still the noises
yeah.
in the background. You hear nothing from the apartment.
Yeah. Covering just ketchup my bite.
just
ketchup.
Off screen so that nobody else can see
it's
it.
It's tactical ketchup.
But only the ketchup.
Tactical
yeah.
ketchup.
Precision ketchup.
Precision engagement. Exactly.
Okay.
So you
I'll keep that in mind for a zombie encounter. Just squirt it on the floor real quick.
So you hear no noise, no response to you moving lunch.
Okay.
I don't want to be in the way, but I do want to be like something.
You can look out that window.
Yeah, yeah, but just in case a quick run has to happen, so I want to be like part of like, I guess
leave
I
this door open.
So say unless you all say like we close the door behind us, it's open.
But I just want to like keep like you know in case he has to run in and somebody's chasing him behind, I want to be able to be there until I can like try to stop it.
Okay.
You know,
so
like
you
I'm
want to be outside on the balcony.
More like in here.
All right.
Like,
so
just in case like, I got like slam
so you
the door.
Have the door. You have the door wide open. And you're standing there so that you have an angle that you can actually see down the stairs. Like you can
yeah.
see a little shred of the courtyard.
Yeah, I want to just have
and
my
she's
lighting.
Actually looking through the window, like full on down the stairs. So between the two of you, you cover the full egress point.
Yeah. Or sorry, I want to have my knife out just in case I'm prepared to get ready for the worst.
All right.
So you're poised at the door, the handle all the way turned down, and you don't hear anything from the side.
I look at you.
Let's
go. Slowly open and just kind of peek enough to like maybe get. Oh, that sounds bad. I'll get my chest and head in. Good. I was like, just my head, and my luck is some zombie charges. I'm like, there's me.
So I'm going to assume that their apartment is the mirror of yours.
That's
just fair assumption.
Yeah, fair assumption.
Probably
it is.
It's like,
at this point, we're just. Oh, yeah, you've been in there.
Oh, right.
The old roommates.
Oh, yeah.
So, you can see, because you peek in and the blinds are open. It's morning, so it's sunlight's about.
Right.
At this point, it's probably 9:30 in the morning.
Right.
So, sun's nice enough, nice and sunny. Beautiful day for the zombie poppers.
Nice 103 degrees.
It is 103 degrees, yes. On this Saturday, July 15th. High of 103. It's probably only in like the mid 80s right now.
June.
It is June. My bad news. Craig already next to 100.
It's July right now.
Well, you guys have been asleep for a month.
Just wake up.
So it's
we're recording a month in advance. Obviously.
Yeah.
Clearly.
By the time this airs, it's going to be accurate.
It's going to be accurate.
You didn't say this was after the straw campaign.
Sure. So you slice the pie and. You look in, and the light's streaming in. It doesn't look like the place has been ransacked, like someone burgled it. But you can tell stuff has definitely been gone through. Like, it's not chaos. Stuff's not tipped
right.
over, but like drawers are open. There's things on the ground. You don't see. And you basically, like, if you're looking in your apartment, you can see like this whole
yeah.
area. And like the TV's still there.
Okay.
It doesn't look like the place has been robbed. It's been gone.
Okay. If that's what I see, then I'll open the door fully,
okay.
all the way, to where it's like resting against.
Yep.
That. I look at you. Look in.
You wait for a few seconds.
I look back to you, get the okay symbol.
Okay. I want to stand up because I want to see Jesse and Flo looking. Not my agency. Yeah.
So I'm gonna,
you see me give the okay.
I'm gonna sit up and I'm just gonna like
Chloe
guys going, I'm just gonna like chill in the doorway in case
yeah.
I need it.
And I will make my way in.
Okay.
First thing I will do is what you should always do, and that's sweep and clear. So I peek into the kitchen.
There. Again, pretty much the same. Cupboards are open.
Right.
There's things out on the counter.
Mental note to check the refrigerator.
And for expedience sake, you go room to room. Slowly, carefully. There's nobody there.
Okay.
Nope. There's no bodies, no blood. But you can tell each room, things have been packed in a hurry.
Okay.
It's safe to assume they bugged out.
Okay. I'll let you know, and for expediency's sake, I'll go back and I'll just peek in. They're gone. There's nobody. They're not dead gone. There's nobody there.
Okay.
They packed and they boogied. So we can check around for maybe some small stuff, but I'm still not comfortable full on, rave like sacking until we know.
Well, we don't have a lot of food in here. It's safe to say if they bugged out, we can probably get food if they want.
We'll see. We've got some food.
Worst case scenario, we know that we can get in there and that we'll be able to go in if they don't come back and take what they do add.
And at that point, we are going to go ahead and wrap it up for today's episode. So our survivors have survived the first night and their first day. They encountered the undead. Got lucky. And they know that there's at least some freedom and at least a sense of security close to home. What they do with that, we'll have to wait until the next episode. Until then, stay lucky.
Just wait.